This is Akashvani. The news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a delegation-level talks with his Israeli counterpart Benjamin Netanyahu in Jerusalem. The talks covered several areas of interest, including science and technology, innovation, defense and security, trade and investment, and people-to-people ties. On the second day of his two-day visit, Prime Minister Modi visited Yad Vashem in Jerusalem and held bilateral talks with Israeli President Isaac Herzog. Yesterday, in a historic first, Prime Minister Modi addressed the Israeli parliament, the Knesset, becoming the first Indian Prime Minister to do so. In his address, he asserted that terrorism anywhere is a threat to peace everywhere and underlined India's strong resolve to combat the menace. His speech was applauded several times by Israeli lawmakers.
Nothing can justify terrorism. India has also endured the pain of terrorism for a long time. We have consistent and uncompromising policy of zero tolerance for terrorism with no double standards.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has crossed the historic milestone of 100 million followers on Instagram, becoming the first world leader and politician to achieve this feat on the platform. PM Modi joined Instagram in 2014. He has more than twice as many followers as US President Donald Trump on Instagram. The total count of followers of the next five major world leaders is lower than PM Modi's individual follower count. US President Donald Trump holds the second spot with 43.2 million followers. Mr. Modi is miles ahead of other Indian political leaders on Instagram. The second spot is held by Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath with around 16.1 million followers. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav today said that the synthetic content should not be generated without the consent of the person whose face, voice and personality has been used to create the content. He made these remarks while addressing a conclave in New Delhi this morning. Mr. Vaishnav said that platforms must take responsibility for the content that is hosted by them. He added that the online safety of the citizens and children is a responsibility of the platforms.
Platforms must take the responsibility for the content that is hosted by them. The online safety of children, the online safety of all citizens is a responsibility of the platforms. Non-adherence to these principles will definitely make them responsible because the nature of internet has changed now. And synthetic content should not be generated without the consent of the person whose face or voice or personality has been used to create the content.
The Election Commission has issued notification for biennial polls for 37 Rajya Sabha seats in 10 states. Nominations can be filed from today till 5th of March. Polling will be held on the 16th of next month. 7 seats in Maharashtra, 6 seats in Tamil Nadu, 5 seats each in Bihar and West Bengal, 4 seats in Odisha, 3 seats in Assam, 2 seats each in Telangana, Chhattisgarh and Haryana, and 1 seat in Himachal Pradesh are falling vacant. The Supreme Court has imposed a blanket ban on NCERT Class 8 book carrying a chapter on corruption in the judiciary. The Apex Court ordered a seizure of all physical copies, along with takedown of his digital forms. The court ordered centre and state authorities to comply with his directions immediately and warned of serious action if directions are defied in any form. The top court issued show-cause notices to NCERT Director, School Education Secretary, to explain why action should be not taken against those responsible. A bench headed by Chief Justice Surya Kant said this seemed to be a calculated move to undermine institution and demean dignity of judiciary. India delivered a sharp rebuttal to Pakistan at the 61st session of the United Nations Human Rights Council, which has been held in Geneva from 23rd February to 31st March. India accused Islamabad of spreading propaganda, asserting that Jammu and Kashmir's development trajectory stands in stark contrast to Pakistan's economic troubles. During the high-level segment held yesterday, India's representative Anupama Singh exercised the nation's right to reply to reject allegations made by Pakistan and the Organization of Islamic Cooperation. In the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, India will take on Zimbabwe in the Super 8 Group 1 match at the M.A. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai this evening. The match will start at 7 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.